Welcome to Celebration Community Church's Sunday Sermon Series. Celebration is located in San Jose, California. We would love to have you join us on Sunday morning. Find out more at www.celebratejesus.net or call our office at 408-225-1000. Now, enjoy the message.
To be an instrument through which he can bless you when you use it as a wise steward. So the financial side are nothing but another tool that God has. And the enemy has successfully manipulated that very, very important truth. Because he knew how important it was. He had to pervert it. So the church is going after your money. And he'll point out two or three people that, well, look, they're driving gold Cadillacs and all that kind of stuff. And there was just like the same thing with marriage. Something that is so profound. And what the enemy does, he comes in and perverts it. So now, well, you don't got to be married. You got whatever it might be. He's out to pervert and to neutralize. So what happens, I've seen people, Pastor, I'm not giving. Okay? You know what I say? You're not getting. It's one of God's principles. When whatever we're holding on to, God can't use. So it becomes far, 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 far greater than the financial side of it. It means everything. When you've accepted Jesus Christ as your Savior, what are you called? What are you called to be? Called a living sacrifice. That means every day you're being consumed for God, right? What a wonderful, I'm a sacrifice. The problem is with human sacrifices is that they crawl off the altar. But when we recognize that God, you're my source, I don't have to be walking and fearful or worried or anxious about any of this stuff. God, you're my source and you're not sweating, so I don't need to sweat. How many know you can do that? Yeah? Try it, you'll like it. It really is a wonderful way to live. And the Lord says, prove me. That's what he says in Malachi. Prove. Go ahead. Give it your best shot that I won't do what I said I was going to do. And when people get that revelation and when it comes into their spirit man and it transforms them. And then you start confessing, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I will not let my marriage be manipulated. I will not let my relationships be manipulated. I will not allow myself to look by sight and determine what is happening or what the end result is going to be. Tell you, when you got the Lord, it's not over till he says it's over. And most of the time, he is not fulfilling things, of course, in our timing, to reveal more of his love and provision and understanding. I remember one of the first things that I had to do. We came from a nice family. Father was a high-ranking military officer, and some of you know the background and stuff, and we always... Man, I had maids. We had maids to take out the garbage, and we had maids to bring in the garbage. We had drivers. We had our drivers. All we had to do was pick up the phone, and we had cooks. We had house cleaners. It was wonderful. Then I came home to the United States. And the Lord, and my dad says, things are changing. And I said, well, fine. Who's our maids? Who's the housekeeper? And the Lord says, we're not going to do this while we're stationed here in Chicago. And I said, how come? It was so cool. I didn't have to pick up my socks. Now, it was a good thing because we were hiring the population there and helping them out and stuff like that. But boy, we sure got spoiled. And then I wanted something that was very important to me. And because when we were overseas, you could always get it at a half price, go to the PX and stuff like that, and always have, Lord, I want it. And my father says, you're going to earn it. And he says, these are the things that you're going to do in order to get this. I'll tell you something. I hated that during the process. But when I got finished with it, I said, I worked for this. I worked. And it was like I accomplished something. And I wasn't spoiled. And we were a little bit, but we still had our heads straight. But I worked for it. And it was something that brought me a whole lot of pride. And so often the situation is God is having us work through work our salvation. That's what it says, doesn't it? Work out your salvation. Because what you're doing when you're obedient, you're earning that revelation. Not because we're doing something good, but because we're aligning ourselves with God. And I tell you, everything, everybody say everything. Everything that God does in your life, my life, in this world, is to bring a revelation of who He is. That is the bottom line. It's the finish line. It's whatever you want to call it. Everything in your life, everything is God revealing Himself to you so that you will trust Him. And I told you, trust is greater than faith. You can't have faith without trust. And all of these experiences that you're walking through in life that are challenging are there to show God faithfulness to you. All of them, everything. That's what it's all about. Since the beginning of time in the Garden of Eden, God made a plan to reveal who He was after having it been stolen from mankind. Everything He does in your life, everything He does in your children's life, everything He does on your job, in your home, in whatever it is, it's to bring a revelation of who He is. What about when I'm on vacation? Look around, folks. Who did He do the beauty for? The world's not praising Him. They don't know. Tree God, or God only knows what, the rock God. We know who He is. And standing in Carmel, saying, Lord, I proclaim Your majesty. And if I'm the only one on the West Coast that's declaring that all the way to Hawaii, I declare Your majesty, God. And if this is nothing more than You're showing me who You are, that's all it is. God's revelation of His, of what's important. I love Carmel. I love the ocean. He said, I made that for you. And I'm going, wow. Does that sound too pompous? I'm sorry. You can share. But He made it for me. And I stand and I speak, Lord, I worship You. And I watch the waves come in and out, and I'm saying, there's nothing greater than You, God. I'm worried about a bill, or I'm worried about a this or whatever, and You've got the oceans that You've made for me. and all of a sudden I don't worry anymore. If this is nothing but just a speak and let it come, what? What's your problem? And if we could see that and understand that, it becomes a life of freedom. Understand, loved ones, that it's all of it is about revealing himself to you. All of it. And so often the greatest revelations come and the greatest challenges. So let's just run away from every challenge we have or complain through it. I'm so sick and tired of this, yada, yada, yada. That's not tongues. It's just getting your tongue tangled. I'm going to get through this because I'm not going to never give up. We saw all this. The manifestation of God's grace is healing. It's all of the different things that we looked at. And we gave a definition. Now, we continue on this area of speaking grace. And I'm going to do it very quickly. God created everything by the spoken word. Jesus was the spoken word of God who became flesh. He didn't just think about it. God says, And there was. That's not the word what Scripture says. He says he spoke it, and there was light. He spoke it, and that's so very much an important time. And we here's Elijah in the verse 1 Kings 18. It says he spoke, and fire came. As I said, the grace that you have received is to be released through you unto others. And we went through this. I'm going to a point, by the way. It sounds awfully funny online, but you just have to get the DVD or whatever. When God's grace is released, God releases his grace. Grace to you and grace through you. Now I'm moving forward here. Speaking grace in your situation is very much a part of how God wants you to. You know, that's a good thing. The importance of what? God says that in your mouth you have the ability. There is life and death. How many know that words can kill? Anybody? How many people have been killed by words? This unruly member, this tongue, an unruly member, can get you into an awful lot of trouble. Hasn't it? But I want you to say, I want you to hear, when we become Christians and we yield ourselves to the Lord, then he begins to grace every aspect of our life, including our unruly member. That's why I said to the guys, we don't swear. We as Christians, I'm leaving it up to you ladies because you got the same way here. And I've walked by some ladies and said, my gracious, they must be in the Navy.
Because they don't act like that.
I go, whoa. But no Christian should swear. Amen. I don't care what the genre or the idioms are today. If you can't think of a better word, then keep your mouth shut. Is that too hard? Let me say it another way. If you can't think of a better word, keep your mouth shut. And some people, the reason I do this is for effect. Well, figure out some other kind of effect. Let your yeses be yeses and your noes be noes. You don't have to add this blue smoke. Amen? I made the guys in our Men of Destiny make a commitment that you are not going to swear. Do not swear. Tell the ladies that every time they do, just smack them in love, in a nice way. Speaking is important. It can either bring death or it can bring life. And the Lord said to us, I have given you permission to speak life.
Yes.
And the devil says, I have given you permission to speak death. And the Lord says, through the power of the Holy Spirit, choose today who you're going to serve. Amen. If it's Jehovah, then worship him. If it's Baal, then worship him. It's wonderful to be able to, someone say something. Did you say this? Someone use a swear. No, don't. Out there, someone is, you're carrying on conversation and they use a swear word. Okay? Maybe a couple. What I like to do, as I like to, said, let me ask, is this what I'm hearing you say? And say it another way without using swear words. And yeah, that's what I said. And many times I say, why don't you say it that way? By adding the blankety blank blank, that just showed, my father said, if you can't think, he says, people who swear are ignorant because they can't think of a better word that would be put there. Right? That's why I've taught all my kids, you have to, communication is a key to success. And it's a key to success in the spirit realm too. The importance of releasing or speaking grace. I can do this. The importance of releasing grace, of speaking grace. Let me just look at some things right here. The importance of releasing grace. First of all, it acknowledges our dependency upon the Lord. The Lord is on our side, and when I am speaking grace, he's the one that's got to back it up. It's not a cop-out. This is the word of the Lord, not by power nor by might, but by my spirit, says the Lord. That's what he says to you. You're not going to do it through your ability. You're not going to do it through your power, but it's going to be through my spirit, through you. And I'll tell you something, I would rather do something by God's Spirit than anything that I can do in myself. It makes me dependent upon God. It was interesting. Lucas, right now we went out with April and Adam last night, and he said, she said, what we're doing is we're teaching our son. He said, you'll see it tomorrow after he sings, you know, you're a good father. He said, what we've done is we've taught them, now we're teaching them to say, grace, grace. Grace, grace. And they said they're walking all over the house saying, grace, grace. I tell you, about ready to pop my buttons. Grace, grace. That is so cool. How many of you know God's answering his prayers? Pure, childlike, grace, grace. Praying for the dog. Grace, grace. Incredible. It makes us dependent upon the Lord. I don't want to be dependent on anybody else except God. Not the government, not myself, not the Pope, not anybody. Right? And that was not a slam at the Pope. It just came to my mind. The next thing is, it neutralizes the enemy. The spoken word reestablishes authority on earth. that the enemy has manipulated. He's taken the authority that man gave him. When we speak the word of God, when we speak that word, what it does, it reestablishes things in the spiritual realm. So you can sit there and swear at it all you want or yell at one another. You're doing nothing more than just feeding the devil. Or whatever it is. What we need, and I've taught this whole, for many, many months now, what we have to do, the whole purpose, is to reestablish the spiritual authority so that God can move through, and we establish the spiritual authority in the heavenly realm by our communicating and speaking what God says. Because once you establish the spiritual authority, the powers of the enemy are bound, and the Spirit of the Lord can be released. Somebody say amen. I didn't hear it. This is Presbyterian.
Amen.
Should have brought you here last night. You think people are crazy out there. Yeah, good crazy. But I know you're contemplating things, so I'll cut you some slack. Neutralize the power of the enemy. The last thing we want to look at today is it releases the kingdom of God. Thy kingdom come. That's the greatest prayer that Jesus has given to us. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. I give you permission. I've given you the keys to the kingdom. Whatever you bind on earth is bound in heaven. Whatever you loose on earth is loosed in heaven. And it's amazing how many Christians are bound up and all they do is try to figure out how to deal with it and to make it through. And how many marriages and relationships are absolutely just bound up. And the Lord says, use your keys.
Yeah. Yeah.
I lost my keys. Well, go find them. We're not putting up with this thing. Remember, we fight not against the flesh, folks. We fight not against the flesh. And what we do is, honey, we're going to stand together and bind the spirit of the enemy that's trying to divide, that's trying to bring fear, that's trying to deal with whatever it might be. And we're in agreement right now in the name of Jesus. And we take authority over those thoughts, those actions, those words that were spent. You know, asking for forgiveness is a good thing. I have got a degree in asking for forgiveness. I will ask forgiveness from the cat. I don't want anything to be hindered by my desire to bring relationship with anyone. Even if I know you did it, I'll ask for forgiveness. Because God walks on a positive. If all you are doing is holding on to things that are negative in someone who did something to you or your boss or God only knows what, God can't get into that. You've got to. Are they wrong? Did they do wrong? Yes. Maybe. Let's just say yes. That was not right. I didn't deserve that and whatever. So you sit around and you pick at that wound in the negative, justifying your actions. And what happens? The enemy is continuing to go, to be built up, and God can't get into it. So what I suggest is find anything you possibly can to get that thing into the positive. And I'll give you the answer. You ready? Lord, I want to see those people, that person through your eyes. That changes everything. It changes everything. Because what we see them or whatever will keep it in a negative situation. Vengeance is who? Vengeance is mine, says the Lord. I don't want vengeance. Because what you dish out, you will get. I don't want vengeance. I want God, at best, his mercy. So I say, Lord, this relationship is something that is askew. But I want you to know, Lord, that you're more important to me. And I don't want to allow this situation to rob my peace. And there's things, Lord, that I know that you have for me this day, this week, right here. And if I'm walking in this kind of a fog, I'm going to miss that revelation. So no one is more important to me to keep me from that relationship with the Lord. And my pride is not important enough to me that I have to justify my actions and win the battle and lose the war. Right? Thy kingdom come. Lord, in my marriage, in my business, Lord, in my relationship, Lord, let your kingdom come into my children. Lord, let your kingdom come into this nation. Lord, let your kingdom come into our next president. Lord, let your kingdom come into my efforts to establish your kingdom. We close. Acknowledging our dependency, neutralizing the enemy, and releasing the kingdom of God. God says, I will never ask you to do something that I don't give you the ability to be able to do. And that's why we can say, and I'm ready to do the switch. That's why we can say, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. And Lord, you're not going to get this marriage. You're not going to get this. You're not going to get my children. You're not going to get this job. You're not going to get my husband. You're not going to get, in the name of Jesus, devil, you are not going to rob me of my inheritance. And the Holy Spirit says, well done. It's exactly what I need. Because I can't get in without your permission. But once you give me permission, I'll make sure that it's turned to the good. Amen? Okay? Amen. That was a two clapper, so it must be pretty good. Bow with me as we close. Father, thank you again. It's not by power. So that's so good to hear, God. It's not by power. It's not by might, but it's by your Spirit. And I thank you, Lord, that we can know that the joy of the Lord is our strength. And you've called us to be more than conquerors. You've called us to not just be existers, but to see that the Spirit of God is released. We are to possess the land for your glory. And I'm going to close on this song. And it's got a little twang in it, but it's good. Everybody look up. Stand with me. Let's give the Lord a praise offering. Amen. Hallelujah. Get into this.
Many a dream has died, like a tree planted by the water, we never will run dry. So living water flowing through, God, we thirst for more of you. Fill our hearts and flood our souls with one desire, just to reaching out to show them who you are. So living water flowing through, God, we thirst for more of you. Fill our hearts and flood our souls with one desire, just to know you and to make you know me. Lift your name on high, shine like the sun, make darkness run.
Nothing is impossible, right? Take your neighbor's hand. Father, I pray for my brother and my sister. Father, that revelation of grace through them is more powerful than any obstacle that the devil can present to stop them. Thank you for a week of victory. Thank you for a week of revelation. Thank you for a week where, Lord, that whole understanding of our response back to you for all that you've given to us. Lord, let it be readily released. Let your neighbor's hand go. Lift your hands before the Lord. Father, thank you. We started the service today, hands empty. I release the provision of the Lord, the blessing and the anointing of the Lord, the release of the of wisdom, of protection, of health, of your presence. And everything, God, that I left out. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
May the favor of the Lord our God rest upon you. Establish the work of your hands. Yes, establish the work of your hands. And everybody said amen. Let's give the Lord a praise. Turn around and give somebody a hug. God bless you. Have a tremendous week.
We never will run dry. So living water flowing through. God,
thank you for listening to our Sunday sermon message. Pastor Babish is available for personal and family counseling. Please click the Counseling tab for more information. Again, we would like to invite you to attend our Sunday service or call our office if you have any questions. May the Lord richly bless you.